Jessica, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
Can you tell us exactly what happened to your sister-in-law and nephew?
As much as I know, I can tell you. My husband and I, our family, were vacationing in Florida when we got a phone call that she had tried to claim asylum and was detained in Texas. At that point, we weren't too worried. We thought maybe she'd be released or something and, you know, would later have court hearings and such. But obviously, as you can tell, she's never been released, and her and my nephew have been separated. And that's when I decided to call Jean Shaheen's office when we knew that things weren't moving along, to try to see what we could do to get them released and back together.
Mm-hmm. And they would be released in part because they have had their day in court, correct?
Well, they have, but I know very little about that. Well, they had an interview, I guess. They do an asylum interview to see if they have credible threat. And then that was denied. So then they went to court, and that was also denied.
What were they in court for the second time?
We don't even really know. I believe it was appeals process. I didn't even know it was the appeals until after it already happened. I mean, getting the information has been really difficult. Most people await their court date, you know, at home or have a bond. I heard people posted bond. Not once did anyone say, oh, you could post a bond to have her set free. Nothing. We've heard absolutely nothing on that.
Mm-hmm. Part of the reason her asylum claim may have been denied is because of a new order issued in June that domestic and gang violence alone are no longer grounds for asylum. What do you think your sister-in-law will face if she has to return to Honduras?
Oh, yeah. So she was definitely seeking the domestic abuse asylum. And you're right. That is the reason why it was denied, because last month, Jeff Sessions did away with that. And so, yeah, if she goes back, she's not going to be able to go back to the village she was living in. She'd have to live with other family, sort of go in hiding, and we'd have to try to find another option. So, yeah, it's not a good outcome.
How much contact do they have with each other, your nephew and your sister-in-law?
They haven't had any, as far as I know. My nephew can talk to my other sister-in-law a couple times a week and was able to talk to my husband last week on the 4th of July, just for a couple minutes. And then Jessica, we finally heard word from her yesterday. She called my sister-in-law as well, just for a few minutes. So the contact is very minimal. I do not believe they've had any contact, though, with each other.
Okay. And what can you gather from those brief conversations about how they're doing?
They're not doing well. Obviously, Jessica's not doing well. She's distraught. Not only is she afraid of going back to Honduras, but she really is worried about her son, really wants to be with Jafet, obviously. And I think she's also scared that maybe they're not going to be reunited or that they're going to be separated forever, you know? So we're really trying to get that squared away. We really want her to be with her son no matter what happens. That's number one. And the second thing is Jafet, when he calls, you know, his voice cracks. He's like, how's my mom? He wants to be with his aunt. When my husband talked to him, he was interested in knowing what my husband was doing. You could tell he was wanting to be there with us, you know, in spirit and everything else. So it's just a tough situation.
Mm-hmm. So what is the next thing that you are waiting for as you hope for a positive resolution to the situation?
Well, supposedly Jessica just signed a paper to be reunited with Jafet, but they're still not together. It's supposed to happen in the next week or two, but, you know, who knows? And secondly, we would love it if, you know, something could change the case, find a way for her to seek asylum, whatever, because, you know, they're not here to do anything bad. They want to be hard workers. They just want a better life.
Jessica Garcia is the director of Interactive at Keene Sentinel, who has two relatives detained in Texas. She joined us by Skype. Jessica, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much.